Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1139, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. Let's get started with the first round. The category, hardwood. First question. Ted Turner said these have no future because there aren't enough trees left to keep making wood pulp. The answer is newspapers. This reflects the growing concern for environmental sustainability and the shift towards digital news platforms. Second question. This eating utensil's name is from Old English for a chip of wood. The answer is a spoon. The etymology of spoon can be traced back to the Old English word spawn, which means a chip or splinter of wood. Third question. The only National Hockey League team with a type of tree mentioned in their name. The answer is the Toronto Maple Leafs. Fourth question. The power ring of the 1940s version of this superhero was useless against wood. The answer is Green Lantern. This was a specific vulnerability written into the early Green Lantern comics. Fifth question. If God had taken this day off in creating the world, we wouldn't have wood today. The answer is the third day. In the biblical account of creation, it said that God created vegetation, including trees, on the third day. Let's jump into round two. The category, literary characters ads. First question. Paralyzed British landowner seeks gamekeeper for Ragby Estate. The answer is Sir Clifford Chatterley, the husband of Lady Chatterley, in D.H. Lawrence's novel, Lady Chatterley's Lover. Second question. Swiss student seeks companion for scavenger hunts in graveyards and dissecting rooms. The answer is Victor Frankenstein, the protagonist of Mary Shelley's classic novel, Frankenstein. Third question. Young Russian count wanted for affair with married woman, open to pregnancy and train travel. The answer is the character Vronsky from Leo Tolstoy's novel, Anna Karenina. Fourth question. Seeking Nymphet to be light of my life, fire of my loins, must answer to Lolita. The answer is Humbert Humbert, the narrator and protagonist of Vladimir Nabokov's novel, Lolita. Fifth question. Seeking governess for Ward Adell at Thornfield, must not snoop in the attic. The answer is Edward Rochester from Charlotte Bronte's novel, Jane Eyre. Round three, the category, let's go camping. First question. This type of small two-man tent sounds like it's designed for your young dog. The answer is pup tent. Second question. These soft feathers from geese or ducks are a lightweight insulating material for camping clothes. The answer is down. Third question. Be careful hiking through the woods and avoid brushing up against this itchy three-leafed plant, Rhus radicans. The answer is poison ivy. Fourth question. The mummy variety of this camping equipment is perfect for cold weather. The answer is a sleeping bag. The mummy style is designed to offer maximum warmth by closely contouring to the body. Fifth question. Small cans of this trademarked flammable hydrocarbon jelly are used as a heat source for camp cooking. The answer is Sterno. Moving on to round four, the category, we have a new state capital. First question in this round. Replacing Wheeling. The answer is Charleston, which is the capital city of West Virginia. Second question. replacing Tuscaloosa? The answer is Montgomery. In 1846, Montgomery replaced Tuscaloosa as the state capital of Alabama. Third question. Replacing Williamsburg. The answer is Richmond, the current capital city of Virginia. Fourth question. Replacing Newcastle. The answer is Dover. Dover became the capital of Delaware in 1777, replacing the city of Newcastle. Fifth question. Replacing Portland in 1832. The answer is Augusta, the capital of Maine. Final round, the category squid. First question. The squid is better at hugging than the octopus, as it has this many appendages. The answer is 10. Squid have 8 arms and 2 tentacles, making a total of 10 appendages. Second question. A squid has teeth on its tongue, but its main weapon is this, which it uses to dismember prey. The answer is its beak. Squids have a sharp, hard beak made of chitin that they use to catch and kill their prey. Third question. Squids have sacks full of this used for distraction and yum. It's edible. The answer is ink. Squid ink is not only used for self-defense, but also as a culinary ingredient in various cuisines. Fourth question. Loligo opalescens is this 6-letter squid, a word that also follows stock or farmers. The answer is market. The term market squid refers to squid species that are commonly caught and sold commercially. Fifth question. Though boneless, squids have a rudimentary type of this substance that serves as a sort of backbone. The answer is cartilage. This forms the squid's pen or gladius, which provides support and aids in swimming. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to join us tomorrow for more exciting trivia.